Now, from the KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
The week of March 24th is Tsunami Awareness Week in Alaska. In response, the Alaska Broadcasters, the National Weather Service, and the Alaska Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management will be conducting a test of the tsunami warning system on Wednesday, March 27th at 10:20 a.m. This test will be conducted for portions of coastal communities in the Kenai Peninsula, Kodiak, the Aleutians, Pribilofs, and Southeast Alaska. Audio on TV and radio will indicate it's a test, but what viewers see on their television screens may not. NWS also intends to activate NOAA weather radio to alert for this test. The Kenai Peninsula Borough will not activate sirens or send additional text messages as part of the upcoming tsunami warning test. The NOAA radio test alert may trigger sirens to activate automatically. In the event that this test triggers the sirens, the KPB Office of Emergency Management will manually override the test, followed by an all-clear notification. According to Brenda Alberg, emergency manager with the Kenai Peninsula Borough, this test is important to KPB coastal communities on Resurrection and Ketchumek Bays. For KPB communities, there are 16 siren locations. This includes sirens located in Port Graham, Nanwalik, Homer, Seldovia, Lalwa Point, Seward, and Anchor Point.
I think the only thing I would add from a preparedness perspective is that understanding that at times you may not be around a siren during an earthquake event. And in the event that you cannot stand within 10 seconds, that you should look to heading towards higher ground, and that is either 1 mile inland or 50 feet up.
If you would like to report your test reception, be sure to visit ready.alaska.gov. And for more on this story, visit our website at radiokenai.com. The South Peninsula Hospital is set to receive $5 million as a part of Alaska's $85.7 million share of FY 2024. For more on this story, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski, a senior member of the Appropriations Committee and ranking member of the Interior Environment Appropriations Subcommittee, announced on Friday more funding for Alaska within the second and final package of appropriations bills for the fiscal year 2024. According to the announcement from Senator Murkowski's office, $5 million of the $85.7 million in funding for Alaska is designated for the Kenai Peninsula to renovate the South Peninsula Hospital facility in Homer. On Friday morning, the Senate passed House Resolution 2882, the vehicle for those appropriations bills, by a vote of 74-24. The package contains the fiscal year 24 bills for defense, financial services, and general government, homeland security, labor, health and human services, education and related agencies, legislative branch and state, foreign operations, and related programs. I worked hard to ensure these bills will strengthen our Arctic military capabilities, including delivering an icebreaker to Alaska waters, improve Alaska's access to health care, bolster workforce development, support our families, and improve border security, said Senator Murkowski. She went on to say, throughout, we aimed at taking on Alaska's biggest challenges, from modernizing our military and addressing our workforce challenges to helping with housing and child care and combating the mental health crisis in our state. I thank the many Alaskans who helped shape these priorities, and I'm proud to bring home investments that will benefit our health, economy, and security. Find out more by visiting this story at RadioKenai.com. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
Coming up, we'll take a look at your top news headlines from Tuesday.